You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. In the late 1960s, black students on college campuses around the country were at the vanguard of protest to bring about change in the world around them. While there is an extensive record of student views of these activities, we rarely hear the perspectives of faculty and administrators who worked at these campuses. Community Voices producer Kevin Magruder looks at the challenges facing faculty and administrators during times of student unrest on the campus of Wilberforce University in the late 1960s.
I remember going up one night, getting a phone call and saying, the student union is on fire, and my friend Ms. Jenkins and I drove up to the building. All we could see was a blazing red on the horizon. It looked like we'd had a sunset in the middle of the night, and this was at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The January 1969 fire, described by Yvonne Sion, then director of student life programs at Wilberforce University in Ohio, destroyed the student union. The building was a total loss, estimated at $100,000. While arson was suspected, the cause of the fire remains unknown. For many, it seemed to be linked to black student unrest that had become common on many campuses by the late 1960s. These protests affected faculty and staff, as well as students. Dr. Ibram X. Kendi speaks about this movement in his book, The Black Campus Movement, Black Students and the Racial Reconstitution of Higher Education, 1965 to 1972.
Most people are familiar with the fact that black students are really the ones who protested and demanded black studies. That push for black studies was part of a larger movement, a larger social movement that I termed the Black Campus Movement.
Lee Robinson, a black graduate of Yellow Springs High School, attended Central State from 1961 to 1965 and described the campus culture.
Central State was probably at that particular point, everything was ultra-conservative. I mean, they were more concerned, seemingly, in those days with making certain the children, that's how they referred to us, is that they the students there had to make certain that they didn't disrespect the school or the elders and things. And Antioch seemed to be so totally different, and that was an interesting experience.
Alice Earle Jenkins, who accompanied Yvonne Sion to view the burning student union at Wilberforce, was then director of counseling there and remembered student attitudes toward staff and faculty.
The colleges were affected by the students who all of a sudden saw the administrators and teachers and faculty members as being nothing but Uncle Toms because they did not stand up for their rights, so we didn't stand up for our rights and didn't do the things that they felt that we should be doing. So we had a lot of student unrest.
Yvonne Sion described some of the student concerns at Wilberforce.
College students at that time everywhere were becoming convinced that they could make a difference. They weren't issues about what was going on in the world so much as they were issues about campus life. The food isn't well prepared, or we need better meals. They wanted ambulance service in the event of something happening to them because they were so far from a hospital. And that was the kind of thing that they were, because those are that was a part of the list of complaints or issues that they presented to the president eventually.
Events such as the fire made for an extremely tense working environment. Alice Earle Jenkins discussed her feelings following an incident in which students overran the counseling office with simultaneous requests for services.
It was frightening to me, but it was more than that. It was hurtful because everybody was working so hard, especially at Wilberforce. They were working so hard to try to make sure they had a good education and all of the resources that they could possibly have. It brought us to tears.
In 2012, when these Wilberforce University students protested conditions on campus, they may not have been aware that they were acting as part of a long tradition of protest on black campuses, protests that affected faculty and staff, as well as students. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Kevin Magruder.
Support for Community Voices is provided by the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation. For more Community Voices stories and information on our training program, visit wyso.org.